Moshe Salomon, the meaning of the importance of true friendship.
The Gemara in Erichin asks from the Seder a man is Tana. Man is Tana Metzera that by Metzera we say Bodo the Yeshiv Mechutz Lemachne. Very strange punishment. We don't have any other Avera which gets us our punishment from solitary confinement. Bodo the Yeshiv Mechutz Lemachne. Man is Tana. Why? What is different? Here the Torah gives the Einish Bodo the Yeshiv Mechutz Lemachne. Says the Gemara, who hifrish bin Adam l'chaveri bin ishli ishtoi bin Adam l'chaveri? He through his lashon hara was mafrish bin ishli ishtoi bin Adam l'chaveri. Lefichach amra teira bado v'yeshe mechutz l'machne. Because through his lashon hara he caused the separation bin ishli ishtoi bin Adam l'chaveri. He through his lashon hara called people not to get on with each other, to be separated from each other. Therefore, Midah, can I get Midah? His Einish is, he should be alone, he should be separated from everybody else. Bodo Yeshim Chutzamachne. This Gemara gives us a new glimpse, but we need to understand it, in what the Adla of Lashon Hara is. What's the, why is the Chima, why is the damage that Lashon Hara does, which for that it gets as a great Einish? The Adla is put into a few words, Hifrish bin Adam l'chaveri. He separated one person from his friend. And that's a gvaldiger damage, which for that comes a einish from Bavad Yeshim Chutz L'machne. The Gemara says about somebody who's got tzara'at, he's choshev kemeis. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu said about when he was followed to Miriam, Al Nasi Kameis. We see Messiah is Choshev Kameis. So if Messiah is Choshev Kameis, it means that this, the Dinim and the Messiah of the Messiah makes him like a Kameis. And all because he's Mafdish bin Adam al-Khaveri. Ma'emus, if one thinks about it deeper, if the Gemara says that the Middah Kneg of the Middah is who Hifrish bin Adam al-Khaveri, therefore he should be Mufrish, so that one would say a Choshev Kameis must also fit into the Middah Kneg of the Middah. We need to understand why. What is the great damage when one's Mafrish bin Adam al-Khaveri? What's the great damage about it? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Mara brings the parasha of Niyayiv. The pasuk says that Akshbalchu said to the Satan, "Have you looked at Niyayiv?" That means Niyayiv said that the Satan said to Akshbalchu, "There's nobody like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, you promised him Yisrael comes halach ba'ayas al kol rachba, and then he had to go make an azar isuk." To become a burial plot for Sarah, the loy here Racham Idoisai, he didn't have any time, any machshavas on the Hanhagas Hashem. Where did come Adrega? There's nobody like him in their belt. So Akshvalku said back, "What about Iyayiv? Iyayiv Hasamta Libcha Ba'adi Iyayiv." So the Sultan said, "Hey, I never had any nishenas." So Akshvalku said, "You're allowed to go and give him Nisyanus. Don't touch him, but give him grace and Nisyanus." And the pasuk describes the grace of Ashiras of Iyayiv and the big family of Iyayiv. Iyayiv had mamash that Lashon Gemara is, and me'enay l'mabo, even the world was running, l'mayla midei chateva for Iyayiv. And suddenly one day, Yeriv gets news that as everything was going naturally in his fields, in a very successful way, in a Maila Midech HaTavadik way, Habakkuk Yuchayshayis V'Asayna Yisroyis, the Harisha and the Zriya was so close together, and suddenly came along an Eish and burnt all his property and destroyed all the shepherds around. And then another messenger came straight afterwards and said, you know, you, all your family drink together. And they were eating in the Beveit Achim HaBechor, and all your mishpacha, all your children, the whole, were killed in the, there was a great wind, and the whole house fell down, and they all lost all mishpacha. Iyei was Kayas Godov, and he said, Orem Yot Sosim, Yvetan Imi, Orem Oshuv, Hashem Nosam, Hashem Lokachi, Hashem Hashem Nabayach. V'chol Zoyis, Lei Chota Iyei, V'loi Nosam Tifar Elikim. Shaitim Pasuk. So, the Satan came back to the Rebbein Shleilam, and they were discussing it again. And Satan asked to the Rebbein Shleilam, give me a chance to give another, you still haven't proved fully that Eoy is just as great as Avraham Avinu. Let me give him another Nisoy, let me touch his body, let me give him his Surim.
This is much
better shape. Yeah, the Suki put this all together. Let me give him the Yisrael. So Ben Shem says, okay, but don't touch him. Give him Yisrael, but keep him alive. Rakis Nafshay Shemur, keep him alive. You're allowed to give him Yisrael, but keep him alive. So the Mara discusses all the Yisrael that Yehiv had and all the Nisrael and all the discussions. The Machshavis went through Eoyv. The Pasuk, the Gemara carries on and says that Yishmu Shloish Esrei Eoyv is called Hara Haboi. The Gemara brings the Pasuk. The three friends of Eoyv heard all, everything that happened, and they came to him and Nachem him. Moed Gazach. They were such close friends that they felt that Eoyv didn't hear the news. But they felt that Eoyv was lacking something, that was in the maps of the Yisurim. And they came, that's from school of good friends, they can even feel without knowing for definite when something's not doing well by their friends. And they came to Menachem. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Hainu Domre Insha, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa. This is what we people say. Either you have a good friend, or one chassid shalom can't live. Oy misusa, oy chavrusa, oy misusa. So usually one learns pshat because Eoyv was in such a defelecha matzus, and rather it should have been going in misa. But the friends came and they were mechazikim. So you see, oy chavrusa, oy misusa. The Sabbath and Sabotka said a moedik haknech. Sabbath and Sabotka said, the Satan was allowed by the Rebbeinu Shleilam to do anything to Eoyv. So why didn't he take away his friends? He took everything away. He took his property away. He took his children away. He gave him Yisrim. Why didn't he take away his friends? The Torah says, because Rebbeinu Shleilam said to him, you're allowed to do anything to Eoyv, rakas nafshei shmoyer. Look after his life. Nafshei shmoyer. If he would have taken away his friends, he wouldn't have been able to live anymore. Oy chavrusa, oy misusa. Hainu dama insha. Oy chavrusa, oy misusa. That's why the friends were left. And that's why the friends were left in the machazik game. Because if he would have taken away his friends, it wouldn't have been worthwhile living anymore. Oy chavrusa, oy misusa. Exposure has been kivea in the state of the Bria and the mahalach of the Bria, that everything one does together with other people. And for the Beinus Chachmosa, he wanted the Tachlis and Bria should come together by friends doing together, like we'll see maybe a bit later. So Shvokhu put in the Teva of a person that life is only got a Cheshek. And for life, one only has a Cheshek for life if one can be doing it together with friends, and we can enjoy it together with friends. That's the importance of being a good friend. That gives life to a person, that's the lifeline of a person. That's the importance of making sure one has good friends. It's well known, the Rambam, the Kayach of Ashbal that friends have. The Rambam says in Hilchos Seiros, דרך בריאותי של אדם ליאיס נמשך נמשך בדאויסוב ובמייסוב אחריו וחריו. It's the דרך הטבע of a person that he follows in his השקופה and his actions how his friends think and how his friends do. ונויג מנהג אנשי מנוסייס, דרך ביוסייס, is inbuilt within the person that he follows the minhagim of his, the medina where he's in. לפיכך, צריך אדם להתחבר לצדיקים ולהישיב אצל החכמים תמיד כדי שילמד מעשיה. Therefore, since it's so part of the nature of a person to follow his friends, it's so important to make sure that who your friends are. And to be mechaber to tzaddikim, and to be next to chachomim, kdei shilden maseihem, v'yisrachik min ha-rishoyim ha-hilchim b'chayshech, and to distance oneself from rishoyim ha-hilchim b'chayshech, kdei shilden maseihem, because if the chaber wants around the rishoyim, one will follow the rishoyim. It's part of the nature of a person. Hu shishay ma'im ha-hilich ha-chachomim yechkam, roya kasidim yoroya. And the Rambam kaizom le-meidik ha-richas. If you're in a country where the people don't behave right, go to a place where the weather is tzaddikim. If all the Medina is not, people are not doing the right thing, you have to run away from them. Sit alone. Go to the caves, the midbaris. But don't stay around the Shoyim, because it's not possible to be around the Shoyim. And they should be your Re'ah B'Chaveira. They should be the people who you are handling with, and still stay with the Ashkafas and Deus and nice and correct. Derech v'yosei shel adam, mayedik Rambam. Why is it like that? Everybody knows this Rambam, but what is the... Why is that so much in the nature? What is the push in the nature of a person that motivates him so much to do after his chaveirim? Even although he had the right Ashkafas and his teva was to do the right things, his reim chaveirim will call them, if they're not good chaverim, will call them to go against his hashkafas. And faket, by being by tzaddikim, one will automatically be affected to do the right thing. What is the koyach behind it? What is the mahalach? Beruchim doesn't bring this Rambam, but he's talking about yitzhara mevuchot, the fact that external things influence a person. Says the Beruchim, why do external things fit a person? Because the person, says the Ruchim, wants to find favor in the people that he's around. He wants to do things that people will appreciate his company. Therefore, if the Chaverim or the Ashim Medinosri are people who are Noyeg, Minig Toivim, automatically he knows that in order to have company that they should appreciate his chavrusa shach, he has to be noyeg like them. And that's the push to do meisim tzaidim. And fakhet, amongst chavr rishoyim, although you don't want to be a rasha, but you'll be automatically, either consciously or subconsciously, have the urge to do like them, because that's your lifeline, that people should like being together with you. Why? Because oy chavrusa im yisusa. He doesn't say that, lashon oy chavrusa im yisusa, but that's obviously the word. The lock and ruchim is to find favor in people's eyes is chayav. He says the interesting thing. He says that if a person will be in a room with a sheita gomel, a meshuganah, somebody who's mentally unbalanced, and there's nobody else around, says the ruchim, you'll want that person to hold of you. You'll want that person to hold you for a chacham. I you know he's not a bad ass to chal, but if he's your chavrusa, if he's the person you're with, you'll want to find favor in his eyes. And the tipkai panata is, like we said, because oy chavrusa, oy misusa, friends are not just the extra. Friends are a lifeline. One's so dependent on one's friends that therefore, either consciously or subconsciously, one will do everything to make sure one's friends approve of him, of yourself. If as I understand now, the Gemara in Eichin much much deeper. What's the Adla of Lashon Hara? The Adla of Lashon Hara, says the Gemara, is that speaking bad about somebody makes people go away from him. So you're mafrish bein adam lechaveiroi. If you're mafrish bein adam lechaveiroi, you took away his lifeline. Lefichach, kum dan einish from Baba Deishi mechutz l'machaneh. Baba Deishi mechutz l'machaneh, you lose your life. Metzayir achashav kameiz. You sit alone. And be chashav kameiz. Because that's what you did to your friend. Bemis, once one understands this, you say it, that the importance of having friends and the power that friends have on a person, one can understand the whole Yitzhahara of Lashon Hara. The Gemara says about Yitzhahara, Gemara says that the Chayas all came to the Nachash and said, what an honor do you have from biting people? They have an awe from it. Of you, what an awe are you having? So he answered back. And what is the great an awe of speaking Lashon Hara? The Teres is, it's not a great an awe. Or there's inbuilt within a person to have an urge to speak things that people will appreciate him, to have a chavrusa chat. So if one of amongst people will appreciate the Lashon Hara, that's the urge to speak the Lashon Hara. The Rima Skako, the Santa and Kutchis of Sekas, and he's talking about his brother Chris Achishan in Hadoma. He brings a very interesting Rima Skako. He said, my brother the Chris Achishan, he had the derech of a maskil, a chacham, that the hanah of the prayer that he learned only came to its completion when he said it was megale to other people. And he brings from a region, Rimas Gatter said, therefore we'll go to Shemayim and see all the pili ploy and dikazach and sutzach in Shemayim. One see all the stories in Shemayim, one see one would understand the whole Bria differently. One would see the old keichas. The Rimas Gata says, one wouldn't have the true anah if one can't come back down here and say it over. As long as one's an ish, in the way the brain she made the head of the person, one wouldn't have the full the anah until one would come back down and say it over to one's friends. Within the teva of the person, that the shema ta'ana is the fact that I can go and share it with other people. Peretik is that. Hakshbok gave us that kayach abada because that's through that way there'll be messiahs for Torah. Through that way there'll be pilgrim chaveim. From that way there'll be a mahalach from the Rebbe to Talmud. Therefore Hakshbok built within us the kayach that everything we do we want to join up with friends. That's why Agzbalch gave us that mysterious as Oichavusa in Misusa. The Rambam in Seitzuch of Tumas Saras explains the din of Vodod Yeshiv in a different point than the Gemara, about that it all goes together. Imam Abrishoy at Shiistrufu Mishtane Oiroi, Bitzterea, the Emuvdal Umfrulsum Levadoi, Anshleis Asik Besicha for Shoim, Shualitz of Lashon Hara. The Rambam says the Pashta Zach, Bobo Yeshiv, because his Avera came from the fact that he had company. From the fact that he had company, he talked Lashon Hara. Sit alone where you can't talk Lashon Hara. So you pass this to them, Shapin Rambam. This is a practical answer. You talk Lashon Hara because you have company. Therefore, we take you away from the company. According to how we're understanding, it's much deeper than that. It's the whole urge for the chait, the avera of the chait came because you want his company, and you chose the sort of company of Rishayim. This is for Rishayim of Lashon Rambam, where Lashon Hara is appreciated. And that's what brought you about to speak Lashon Hara. So your first stage in tshuva is, separate the chait away completely from that company. Don't have that urge anymore. That's the first stage. If according to what we've understood, that friendship is the chayim from a mensch, and that's a bein who's kaveh in the telav of a person, that he needs friends to join in whatever he's doing, and therefore he'll always want to have friends that he'll find favor in their eyes. And therefore, so a person so dependent on his friends, and like we saw in the Rambam Hilchos Deos, therefore, it's so important to have chaverim who are mashpia l'teiva l'chaber l'tzadikim l'yishiv itzal chachomim k'deyishiv in maseim. Rambam, very interesting, in halacha base Rambam says there's a mitzvah to say of the David b'chachomim. So usually you learn the David b'chachomim, and through that you David b'Hashem as yishiv more in service. The David k'boy, Hashem, how can we dove it by Hashem? Hashem, Eishay Chlu. Ela, they dove it by Chachomim and Chavriyim. The Rambam learns this, the mitzvahs of say, they dove it by Chachomim, Kedeilum and Maseh. So you should Rambam. This, because that's the only way one can be Zeicha to bring out one's full potential. In Maisim Tayyidim, if the company you're around shows you that way, because then that will help you get to the Deach V'yotzi Shalobam, Yisim Shech HaKareh V'Chaveirov, and be noyeg Kan Shemidinosli, if the Reh V'Chaveirov are the Chachomim. With this we can understand the end of the Rambam. The end of Hilchos Tumas Saras goes to the Ganser Musa. Rambam tells us Roy, once we've learned the chema of Lashon Hara, which brings about Tzaraas, the Fichach Roy, Lemi Shirotza Lechavin Eurchav, the Yisrachek Mishivoson of people who speak Lashon Hara, Umledabe Moen, Kedoish Leitfas Adam, Bereshes, Rishoyim Vesechdusam. It's Kedai to keep away from a chevra of people who are Isaac and Litzonis and Lashon Hara, Kedai that you shouldn't be caught in. And he explains how things evolved, how yeshivas halitz and rishoyim evolved. At first they just talk nonsense, rubbish, and from that they come to speak against tzaddikim, from that they come and speak against tzaddikim, neviim, tzaddikim, mainstream. Want midarga le darga. Aval, sichat k'sheiri yisrael tzaddikeyem, eino ele b'divrei teyev divrei chochma. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is be mafresh from the Shoyim, but that's not going to be enough, because if you're mafresh from the Shoyim, you're going to be lacking in Chaverim. And one needs the Hevra. One needs Chaverim. One needs company. One needs the Chir. Therefore, it's not enough just to be mafresh from the Shoyim. One has to go to the Sichas K'sheiri Yisrael. Which Sichas K'sheiri Yisrael Tzadikeyem Eina Ele B'di B'Teir B'di B'Chochma Ulefichach HaKetshbolchu Eize Al Yodom Mezaka Yisran Bok. HaKadosh sends a special siyata d'shmaya. Shneimar old nibru yiri Hashem isher re'eu v'yakti Hashem ayishma v'ikosa teifas dikori nefonov v'yiri Hashem l'chish v'shmayiv. It means the meridik of pasuk. Old nibru yiri Hashem isher re'eu. When they're talking together, yiri Hashem, HaKadosh listens and he writes it in a sefer of yiri Hashem l'chish v'shmayiv. Somebody who's Isaac and Torah and Yishmael by himself, there's no special sefer for Yiri Hashem Chayish Vishmoy. The sefer of Yiri Hashem Chayish Vishmoy of those who understand that Torah is Zechiyos. How do you know that they understand that Torah is Zechiyos? The fact that the whole Chabrusha Shach, what do they want to share with other people? What is their chevra? The chevra is a chevra who speak. That shows that is by them the chiyus, and that's where they see the eichavusa imitusa. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that in within us. Because every Kayach is there for Tachlis. The Tachlis is that there should be a Ribui from Torah in the world. The Tachlis is that there should be Shusichas Kishei Yisrael. And Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And Rosh Chazal. Because Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Therefore Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. Because you're taking that Kayach of using Chavrusa Shafat Torah, which was that's why you were given that Kayach. And you're using it for Lashon Hara, so therefore Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. So we see from here how much one gives to chaverim. One's giving them chiyus, and how much is important to be a good friend and to have good friends. And it's a new understanding in the chayma of lashon hara. The chayma of lashon hara is who, like the Gemara says, is because you're stopping people having friends. Stopping people having friends is taking away their lifeline. It's taking away their chiyus. And the way to be misaken it is to understand what brought me to speak against somebody else, speak bad about somebody else, because I wanted other people to say, "Wow, look, I'm giving you this." You want people to say that this person gives me company because I like his lashon hara. It's that care. If one understands that's the Adler, and that's why the Torah said, "Bodod yishu mechutz lemachaneh." Then one understands that's not what you're meant to be doing. What are you meant to be doing? Use your kayak. Yes, one should want friends. Yes, one should look for company. But the company should be sichas cheri yisoel. The tzaddikim, the biskaros once came to Beis Hamedrash, and he saw the bachim shmuzim. So he said over the Rambam. He said to them, the Rambam doesn't say Sichas Tzadikim. In the Frankel Rambam says the Tzadikim. I think the normal Rambam just said Sichas Kshei Yisrael. It doesn't say Sichas Tzadikim. A Kosher Yid. What does a Kosher Yid do? A Kosher Yid. Everybody wants to be a Kosher Yid. Even though it's Halpach Nishkei Seshiv and Zayin Tzadik. What is a Kosher Yid? A Kosher Yid is somebody who his raid is Divrei Torah. What is a Kosher Yid? And as person he shows that his chiyus is Torah by the fact that his whole chavrusa sham is arum Torah. Everything he can share is arum Torah. That shows that he is Torah. That's the maximum of a kashi yid, and that's the final makabah patish of the limit of hindik of parasha, which the Rambam brings to the end of Tumas Torah.
All right.